Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, back in the 1950s and 60s, Palm Springs forced hundreds of black and Mexican families out of their homes in a downtown neighborhood. Those homes were then destroyed and burned down by the city. Palm Springs apologized last year, but now those families say that's not enough. They just filed an amended claim saying the city caused up to $2 billion in harm. With us is attorney Areva Martin, representing the families, and Pearl Devers, who was forced out of her home at the time along with her family. Ms. Martin, there's a complicated history there. It has to go back to the railroads and the allotting of land for Indian reservations and how Palm Springs cut it off from the grid and many parts of the city fell into disrepair. Complicated history here, but focusing on the bottom line, people were forced out of their homes and not properly compensated. And that's what you are, the issue that you are bringing to light, you know, regardless of the circumstances that led to it.
Absolutely. You're correct, Brian. It is a complicated history, but what happened to the Section 14 families, their survivors and descendants, is pretty straightforward. It's all documented in the Attorney General's report after an investigation was conducted by the Attorney General. And what the Attorney General documented is that the city engaged in what they called a city-engineered Holocaust. Rather than use the legal process, rather than pay families to relocate, provide financial assistance, they simply used intimidation. They used bulldozers to bulldoze houses, and then they set them on fire. So families were left without recourse. They couldn't call the fire department because it was the city's fire department actually engaging in the conduct. So what the city did, you're right, they did make an apology 14 months ago, and now we're asking them to go further than an apology. You know, an apology is an acknowledgement. Now we're asking for accountability. And by all indication, the city wants to do the right thing to make these rights wrong, to right the wrongs. So now it's just a question of how quickly we can get that done and what that looks like.
Okay, let's go back to the 1950s and 60s and bring Pearl Devers into this conversation. Pearl, you were forced out of your home along with your family at the time. Paint a picture for us. Tell us about that time. Tell us about what you went through.
Yes, I was. I was born and raised there in Palm Springs in the at the time, which was the Desert Hospital. My father, a skilled laborer, carpenter, helped build that hospital. My father built our home in Section 14. I lived in that home with four other siblings. It was a wonderful community surrounded by loving families who cared for each other. It didn't matter if you were Black, Mexican, and other minorities. We all got along. And still are lifelong friends to this very day. So living there in Section 14 as a child, life was great. We felt loved and protected. It was a safe haven. It was fun for us. My mom worked as a maid for celebrities such as Lucille Ball, Amelia Earhart family, and they were just hardworking citizens doing what parents and loving, nurturing parents do. They were providing for us when all of a sudden, we ended up having to move. As a child, I wasn't told what was happening. I just knew that we were upended and that we ended up leaving our safe haven, the home that my father provided for me and my siblings. And when we left my father behind. He was going to, I was later told, stick it out. He was not going to be forced out. And I don't know how that eventually turned out. But it was a great place to live. And the hardest part was leaving my father behind. I did not even realize that when I left my father, that my father and my mother were literally also splitting up. My father had begun to drink. He succumbed to alcoholism and never recovered, despite the fact that he was a hardworking family community leader.
Yeah.
Also started, you know, there the NAACP. Yeah. In Palm Springs.
Pearl,
devastating.
It sounds devastating, Pearl. And tell me, where was your family minus your father, forced to move to? And what was life like then?
For my mother and my two brothers who moved, we literally were moved to five various locations in and around Section 14, just basically running from burning homes. There were, as a child, I recall the houses being on fire. But again, I really didn't know what was going on. We lived just trying to keep a roof over our head. My mother was just a hardworking mother, doing what any mother would do, trying to provide for the children. My father, I was told that his aunt came, picked him up, and had found a place for him to live. And I just remembered from then on, wherever I had to go see my dad, it was just really mostly devastating for me to see what he had become, because he was not able to go out and get a loan to move our house due to redlining. So that was, it was pretty devastating.
Areva, according to the claim that we're seeing here, you allege the city of Palm Springs caused up to $2 billion in harm. Are we talking mid-20th century money here? Because as we all know, property values in places like Palm Springs that are rather wealthy, they have soared. So, I mean, it's difficult to even put a dollar amount on this. And how do they even make it right in that regard?
Yeah, great questions. First of all, what we did was a preliminary harm assessment using a noted economist, Dr. Julianne Malvo, who is also a reparations expert. She's studied reparations. She's been involved in reparations movements for the last couple of decades. So she went out to the city. She did a survey of the city. She did a survey of the value of homes today. She looked at the replacement costs, and she looked at the economic harm done to these families beyond the homes and the belongings, because it's important to note that not only did the city burn the homes down, they burned the belongings of many of these residents while the belongings were inside the home. So Dr. Malvo did an assessment trying to put a number on what the value of the losses are, the total losses to these families. And it is complicated. It's very difficult to do, because trying to assess loss of opportunities, loss of jobs, loss of generational wealth, these are all things that are a result of being upended in the way that these families were. There were churches, there were businesses, there were other enterprises on Section 14, a boarding house. And if you think back to the Bruce's Beach case in Los Angeles, Manhattan Beach, one of the things that we heard often was that the Bruce's family could be today's Hiltons, could be the Marriott's of today. Yeah. And we don't know what would have become of those businesses and those other enterprises had they not been burned out by the city of Palm Springs.
Well, Ms. Martin, thank you so much for speaking with us. That is Attorney Areva Martin, representing the families involved in Pearl Devers, who was forced out of her home at the time along with her family. We should also point out that Palm Springs has said in a statement that it's working to fix what happened at the time. It says it has an obligation to investigate history as it develops remedial programs that are fair to everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.